This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Protests are continuing in Denver today over the death of an unarmed black man in Minneapolis this week at the hands of police officers. Protests turned violent in Denver last night as police and protesters clashed. Windows were broken and officers used tear gas to disperse crowds. April Alexander is a psychology professor at the University of Denver. She marched in protests last night and says she plans on continuing until black Americans are treated equally.
But we have people who were arriving yesterday who were not armed, who were just chanting, and we had gas thrown at us, and we're still not seeing results. So I think what I'm looking for, what our community is looking for, is accountability.
Protests in Denver resumed at noon today. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin is defending his officers' handling of a chaotic protest downtown last night.
When the protest crossed over into destructive, dangerous, and criminal behavior, that is no longer acceptable, and it requires law enforcement intervention.
Pazin says three officers were injured and one was sent to the hospital. 13 people were arrested on charges including burglary, criminal mischief, and assault. Denver police are still searching for whoever may have fired shots near the protesters early in the evening. Protesters are also demonstrating this afternoon. And RTD has shut down all bus and rail lines into downtown Denver because of protests over police killings. The transit agency says its service is suspended, quote, until further notice. Protests are expected to continue into this weekend. This is CPR News.